heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Mother Nature, we once again welcome you in our program Mirror the Best sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected viewers, in this program, Mirror the Best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we've got three segments. In the very first segment, we discuss the life of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, different dimensions, different aspects from the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. And then in the second segment, we see that how Sahaba Kiram, Awliya, Allah, Ahlul Bayt, and the pious predecessors, how did they stick to the Sunnah of Rasulullah? How they copied the best of creation, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as Uswa. And at the end, we've got one segment that is follow and revive, where we learn a Sunnah and we take it as a challenge to follow for the next coming 7 days, inshallah, until next week. We try to adhere to that particular sunnah which we learn in that segment. Hope you'll be with us, you'll be learning a lot. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make you good intentions. As my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As you are watching, you can also make intentions that you will be listening with focus, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge. I make this intention, I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to attain the pleasure of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal, and inshallah to pass the knowledge to you, inshallah azza wa jal. Respected viewers, let's take first segment of our program, inshallah azim, which is role model notes. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, today the role model moments, this segment, what we need to discuss is the tilawat of Quran and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recitation of Quran and the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran regarding the recitation of Quran. Read from it whatever is easy for you to recite. Now, respected viewers, this is the instruction of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, that we should recite Quran. So recite from it that which is easy for you. We should also act upon this commandment of the Holy Quran. We should recite Quran Majeed, Furqan Hamid, as much as we can recite whatever is easier for us to recite on daily basis. If we can recite more, and that is easy, we should recite more. But we should have a selected time, allocated time, where we do the recitation of the Holy Quran. And what a great it would be that we recite it with understanding. We learn what is the message of the Holy Quran. Respected viewers, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's recitation of the Quran, his routine of recitation of the Quran was tremendous, amazing. And Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to recite Quran slowly, not very fast, And this is what we have been also instructed to do. And especially whenever the month of Ramadan, the month of Nuzul Quran, the month of revelation of Quran would arrive, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do the dawr of Quran with Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, revision of Quran. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam used to revise Quran with Jibreel Amin alayhi salam. And Jibreel Amin alayhi salam would recite Quran and Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam would listen. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam would recite Quran and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam would listen. That's how this dawr of Quran would take place, especially in the month of Ramadan. And respectfulness, if we look at this beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَجْبَدَ النَّاسِ وَأَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ. الله أكبر. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was generous than all the people. No one has been more generous than Rasulullah sallallahu sallam who has ever walked on the face of this earth. واہ کیا جود جرم ہے شہِ بدحاک نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں ماننے والا تھے. And it is mentioned in Ramadan, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam's generosity would go to its peak. Allahu Akbar. In the month of Ramadan, Jibreel Amin alayhi salam would come to meet Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam every night until Ramadan would finish. And in these nights, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam used to do dawr of Quran. Jibreel Amin alayhi salam would meet, and in that time, Allahu Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's generosity, even more generous than strong, uncontrollable wind. This would be the state of the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning in readiness and haste to do charitable deeds, give sadaqah, give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a strong, uncontrollable wind, how that rushes. That's how Rasulullah ﷺ was ready to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would haste, he would give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so generously. This was the routine of Rasulullah ﷺ with the sting in Ramadan. We learn from here the connection of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Quran, the attachment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Quran, right? Allahu Akbar. And we also see the chief of the angel coming and doing dawr with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His attachment and connection with the Quran, how important that is, we learn from that. And we also learn the seal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in terms of generosity, in terms of being generous, giving the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can learn many things from the seal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this program, Mirror the Best. If you want to mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should recite Quran. You should have attachment with Quran. You should have connection with Quran as much as possible. And in the start, we learned from Quran itself that one should recite from it, meaning from Quran, which is easier for him to do, or for her to do. Whatever time you can allocate or decide, you should do. And every day in our schedule, we should have a time slot where we recite the Holy Quran, where we understand the Holy Quran, where we learn the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respectfully, this is what we have learned from the seal of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, let me share with you another beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, insha'Allah azza wa jal, and which will also tell us the importance of recitation of the Holy Quran. How important this is, and not only we as believers, whereas the angels, we heard from the seal of Rasulullah's first hadith, where we learn that how the Jibril Amin alayhi salam would come and would do the dawr with Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And let me tell you another hadith. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala and states that one night Sayyidina Usaid bin Hudayr radiyallahu ta'ala and was reciting the Holy Quran near the place where he would tie up his horse. All of a sudden his horse started jumping. He started the recitation of the Holy Quran again and the horse started jumping again. Same thing happened the third time. Sayyidina Usaid bin Hudayr radiyallahu ta'ala and states, I was scared in case that horse tramples my son Yahya. Therefore, I went towards the horse and saw that the umbrella has cast a shadow over my head, which has lit up lamps inside it. Then it got lost in the atmosphere and disappeared from my sight. In the morning, I went to the blessed court of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, last night I was reciting the Holy Quran at the place where I tie up my horse. All of a sudden, my horse started to jump. When I came outside, I saw an umbrella casting a shadow over my head with having lit up lamps inside it. Then I kept ascending in the air to the extent that it disappeared from my sight. At that time, my son Yahya was near the horse. I was scared in case the horse tramples him. Listening to it, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, they were angels who came to listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran, to your qiraat, subhanAllah. Had you continued reciting the Holy Quran, then people would have seen them in the morning, none of them would have remained concealed. This is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Respect you, this is the barakah, this is the blessing of the recitation of the Holy Quran. Even Sahabi Rasul, he witnessed, okay, Allahu Akbar. That's what we learn from this narration, that place where the Holy Quran is recited, angels of mercy descend there. Do you need mercy at home? Do you need rahma at home? Do you need rahma at your workplace? Do you need rahma at your business? To the recitation of the Holy Quran. This attracts the angels of mercy to descend, as we learned from this hadith. Allahu Akbar. Mercy of Allah Almighty descends there due to the blessings of the recitation of the Holy Quran. Other creatures in the surroundings also witness the divine manifestation. As you have heard that one companion radiallahu ta'ala and kept reciting the Holy Quran and his horse witnessed the angels. And he himself also witnessed angels in the shape of a lit up lamp. Allahu Akbar. Even the creatures of Allah Ta'ala, the other creatures, they witness. Remember, Holy Quran is an extremely sacred book of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Reciting it, teaching it, listening to it, and making others to listen to it are all acts of reward. Not only reciting it an act of reward, but even beholding, looking at it is an act of worship too. It has been stated in a hadith of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, an nawru fil mushaf, beholding the Holy Quran is an act of worship. This is the reason why Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam persuaded the blessed companions alayhi ridwan from time to time to recite the Holy Quran. Moreover, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned its excellences in various ahadith too. Right? So this was to motivate Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, to motivate the ummah upcoming people like us, right, who can now recite, who can now read these ahadith of motivation which persuade us to do the recitation of the Holy Quran, mention the excellences, fadail, benefits of the recitation of Quran. Respected viewers, let me mention a few ahadith in this regard. Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said on the Day of Judgment, a Quran reciter will come and Holy Quran will humbly say, O Allah Almighty, make him wear the heavenly attire. So he will be made to wear a heavenly attire of nobility. Then the Quran will humbly say, O Allah Almighty, increase it. Then he will be made to wear the crown of nobility. Then the Quran will humbly say, O Allah Almighty, be pleased with him. Then Allah Almighty will get pleased with him. Then it will be said to the Quran reciter, keep reciting the Holy Quran and keep ascending the ranks of paradise. And he will be given one blessing upon every ayah. This is mentioned in Tirmidhi, Hadith 2924. What a great blessing this is. Allahu Akbar Kabeer. If you want that your ranks are raised, if you want to keep on reciting the ayahs of Quran and keep on ascending the darajat, ranks of paradise, learn Quran, recite Quran, understand Quran. If you can, memorize Quran. Subhanallah. The more you learn, the more ranks of Jannah are there for you. Insha'Allah. Azza wa Jalla. Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty removes worldly calamities from the one who listens to the Holy Quran and removes the calamities of the hereafter from the one who recites it. Total benefit. Benefit of this dunya and the hereafter. Respect you is what we have to do. We have to recite Quran. We have to listen it. We have to understand it. We have to seek the knowledge, understand the meaning and message of the Holy Quran, which is there for us. The blessings are in this dunya and will be in the hereafter too. It is mentioned, listening to one ayah of the Holy Quran is even more than the treasure of gold. Reciting its one ayah is superior to everything that exists beneath the arsh. Respectfulness, Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the one who recites one letter of the book of Almighty Allah will receive one virtuous deed that will be equal to 10. I will not say that alif lam mim is one letter. Rather, alif is one letter, lam is one letter, mim is one letter. Imagine if someone just recited Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, how many good deeds would be recorded in his Nama-i A'mal, Book of Deeds? Allahu Akbar. The more you recite, the more good deeds will be there for you, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And this will benefit when you will be in severe need. And you will need the book of the deeds, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, will get. Now, insha'Allah, we'll include one segment which is sticking to the sunnah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respectfully, in this segment, we look at the seerah of our pious predecessors, like Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, and Awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did they follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? How did they copy? How did they mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Now, Awliya, our noble saints, rahmatullahi alayhim ajma'in, spend their entire life following the commandments of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Along with offering fara'id and wajibat, these fortunate individuals also offered sunnahs and mustahabbat perfectly. These personalities, Allahu Akbar, they possessed noble character, not only in terms of following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in other aspects of the life, copying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also when it came to recite the Holy Quran, Allahu Akbar, they perfectly did their the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will share with you few examples, a glimpse from their seerah, how they did stick to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what lesson do we learn from their seerah? This is the whole idea of sharing this with you. In the early days of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Afdalul Bashar, Ba'd al-Anbiya, radiyallahu ta'ala, and built a masjid in the courtyard of his house. He radiyallahu ta'ala and used to recite the Holy Quran and offer salah there. Seeing this faith refreshing act of his, people used to gather around him, his recitation of the Holy Quran, Allahu Akbar, acts of worship and sitting practices and crying in the divine fear of Allah Almighty used to impress people a lot. Due to this very action of his, many people entered in the fold of Islam. So this was the recitation of the Holy Quran, attachment he had with the Quran, who Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an. And then Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala an, states Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an would complete the Quran in one night. These were our pious princes. Whereas we don't even complete one surah of the Holy Quran, small surah of the Holy Quran, every night. Fortunate ones, alhamdulillah, they recite, but generally talking, very few are attached with the recitation of the Holy Quran. Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, Karramallahu Ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem, would start reciting the Holy Quran when placing his foot in the strip while mounting on a horse and would complete the recitation of the entire Quran, Allahu Akbar, before he would put his foot, Allahu Akbar, in the strip and be firmly sat on the saddle of the horse. This was his saintly miracle, no doubt, right? But we learn that these Sahaba Ikram, what tarbiyah had they received from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much they were connected to Quran, how much they used to recite Quran. If we reflect on ourselves, this is something very important to note. Let me share with you a personality whose name was Sayyidina Thabit Bunani rahmatullahi ta'ala. He used to recite complete Holy Quran once every day. He rahmatullahi ta'ala would always observe, fast during the day and worship the entire night. Rahmatullahi ta'ala would offer two rakat salah, tahiyatul masjid, whichever masjid he would pass by, with the intention of expressing the blessings, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He states, I have completed the Holy Quran and implored in the divine court next to every pillar of Jami Masjid. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, had special love for salah and the recitation of the Holy Quran. One gets envious of the mercies that were showered upon him. Therefore, it is narrated, whenever people would pass by his blessed shrine, the voice of the recitation of the Holy Quran would be heard from his blessed grave. These were great personalities, respected ones. This is the love they had for Quran and its recitation. Once Sayyidina Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullahi ta'ala, another great name in the history of Islam, great Shaykh, great Alim, great Sufi, great saint. Now, he said to his friends, at night time, Is there anyone among you who would offer 2 rakat salah tonight and recite the entire Quran in 1 rakat? No one among the attendees had the courage to reply. Sayyidina Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya rahmatullahi ta'ala stood up himself, started offering 2 rakat salah. In the 1st rakat, he recited the entire Quran with further 4 paras. And in the 2nd rakat, he recited Surah Ikhlas and completed his salah. O devotees of Awliya, O devotees of Sahaba and Ahl Bayt, we have heard that how eagerly the righteous bondmen of Allah Almighty would recite the Holy Quran day and night. They love the sacred book so much that they would complete reciting it within a very short span of time. But alas, majority of Muslims nowadays are unaware of Quranic teachings. Some unfortunate people don't even know how to recite it properly, with proper rules and regulations. Many months pass by, and the houses of Muslims remain deprived of the blessings of the recitation of the Holy Quran. Let's make an intention that while acting upon these ahadiths, while acting upon the verses of the Holy Quran, while acting upon the persuasion which was given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through these ahadiths, we will also learn Quran. We'll also recite Quran. We'll also act upon. We'll also understand Quran. On a daily basis, inshaAllah, we'll be learning. Now the question arises, I have got a passion to learn Quran. I want to study Quran. I want to seek knowledge of Quran. But I don't know where to start with. How can I start learning the Holy Quran? After listening to all these ahadiths, I've made my mindset. Okay. But I don't know where to start. I think sometimes I'm too old to start. Okay, no respecters. One can study, one can learn Quran from cradle to grave. Allahu Akbar. Seeking knowledge, okay, it doesn't have a specific time frame to start with. Whenever you made your mindset, you can start learning and start seeking the knowledge of Quran. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is an organization which is serving the entire Ummah of Rasulullah. In what sense? By serving Quran and Sunnah. Okay. Our services are to serve Quran and Sunnah, alhamdulillah. Learning and teaching Quran. Many, many various platforms Dawat Islami has, alhamdulillah, established where it is teaching the Holy Quran, the Noble Quran. And you can benefit from those services. Many are free of cost. Thousands of our madaris, which are known as madaris for adults, right? They are held in your local masajid. Just find out your local masjid where brothers of Dawat Islam are teaching free of cost Quran. With maharij, with tajweed, with rules, with regulations. You can be the next one to join them and start learning. And the good thing about it is that all those attendees of that short study circle or madrasa balighan, you can call it, or a session for adults, you can call it, you can give it anyway to learn Quran. Right? So most of them are adults. So you will not be having any sense of shyness. Okay? You will be motivated. You will see others, maybe more age than you, are studying and learning Quran. Why can't I do? And we must start. There should be a challenge for us that before I die, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I will definitely learn Quran. I will inshaAllah Azza wa Jal meet my Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal before I have learned Quran. Before meeting Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you should have this mindset that I will learn. Respecting this, one more important invitation with regards to learning the Holy Quran I would like to give to you is that it is important that one should learn Quran with tajweed, with rules and regulations, right? And this is very important because Arabic language is very sensitive language. And if one does not learn it properly, what will happen? He or she may end up reciting Quran incorrectly. Yes. There's such sensitive language, there are certain letters which look different, but their pronunciation is also different. But sometimes they're very close. Qaribu Sawt, their sounds are very close. One has to differentiate between their sounds. There are maharij, every letter is pronounced from its particular exit point. Articulation should be correct. For that you have to study, you have to learn. You go to college, primary, secondary, then to college, then university. And some they also do PhD. Lives are spent in learning. But the question is, we have given so much time for this dunya. With the good intentions to risk and risk a halal, okay, fine. But what about the Quran? It is part and parcel of our life. Every day we recite it in our salah. We cannot get away with that without learning that something which will save us from the punishment of the grave. Something which will give us blessings in our grave, something which will give us blessings, eternal blessings of the hereafter. How much time have we given to that? This is something very important. For example, a few letters which you should differentiate between before you recite Quran. Tha and Pa, Ha and Ha, Qaf and Kaf, Tha, Pa, Tha, Seen, Sod, so Za, Van, and Wo. Probably there are other letters also which have to be differentiated when you're reciting the Maharaj. If this kosher practice is not done, what will happen? Maybe you end up making mistakes rather than getting blessings, we end up getting sin. So, first top priority in your life should be that insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, I have made my mindset, I'll be insha'Allah learning the Holy Quran before I die. This is my task. No matter what age I am in, I'll find out. Alhamdulillah, those they cannot go to masajid for some reason. Maybe our sisters are there or brothers, they don't have any masjid close by where the Madrasat Madina Balighat is held. Have online Quran. Alhamdulillah. Now this time is website, you can go quranteacher.com, you can visit, and then you can find, alhamdulillah, there you can start learning your Quran. Half an hour session, the proper Qari Sahib will be allocated for sisters. Our sisters who are qualified sisters, they will be allocated to their time, and then you can study Quran. Every day, half an hour, you start giving, inshallah, they will come and you'll be able to recite it properly, learn it properly. Then there are so many different courses relating to Quran, the form of Quran, for understanding of Quran. And then if you've got any local masjid where the dars or tafsir of Dawat Islami, study circle of tafsir is held in the morning, why don't you go and offer Salat al-Fajr and attend that session? Alhamdulillah. Many masajid that started from Surah Al-Fatiha until Surah Nas, they finished entire Quran with its recitation, with its translation, with its tafsir explanation. So if you can attend those study circles, marhaba. Madam Chen have many programs related to Quran, start watching them. Alhamdulillah. When there is a will, there is a way. Make intention. Whoever is watching right now, please note this. Request of mine, plea of mine, inshallah, from this platform, I am requesting every one of you watching right now who have not learned how to recite Quran with its proper rules and regulations, tajweed, maharij, make intention. Before you leave this mortal world, you will be completing, inshallah, the recitation of Holy Quran with proper rules and regulations, tajweed. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq to act upon and to all of us. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. That's all for today. We'll be back with another interesting topic. Mirror the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hope you'll follow what we've learned today. We'll try to mirror the best, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in each and every aspect, insha'Allah azza wa jalla. Watching Madani channel, keep reciting salat ala nabi. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.